Hey, welcome everybody to another edition of Anime Talk. We're in our second season here, and let's keep it simple and let's get it started. As always, now and for the foreseeable future, I will be joined by a special co-host, Aeroblip.
You're stuck with me forever.
Forever and ever. But Aeroblip joins me from Desu. He does the Friday Anime Podcast, and now he is my co-host on this weekly show.
Yep, it's going to be good times all the time, and Idolmaster every single episode.
Unfortunately. But yeah, you can either send a question to me or Aeroblip on Twitter. You can also just tag your question with the Anime Talk hashtag down there. Also, on the right-hand side of the Ustream window, we have the social stream. Feel free to post your questions and comments there. Remember, we do a special segment at the end called 3 Questions, 2 Guys, 1 Minute. You put your questions up there. We'll go through some of those questions and cram as many as we can in 1 minute for humor and laughs. Also, we have a little special segment at the end where Aeroblip got to review a movie this last week. So if there's any questions in particular about that movie you want to throw in, make sure you get them in the social stream.
You want to tell them what that movie is?
I think it's pretty obvious by now, isn't it?
Assuming everyone reads our tweets.
True.
But for those who don't know, over the weekend, I just saw the first 2 Madoka movies. Or Madoka movies. There you go. So yeah, if you have any questions about those, feel free to send it in the social streams or put it up on Twitter, and I will answer them.
Definitely. So we'll try to avoid any real spoilers type stuff. We'll keep it localized to what is general knowledge, but we'll see what the questions are.
It's going to be kind of tricky, by the way.
Yeah, honestly, it's one of the most popular. It was a popular show when it aired. It's going to be hard not to have already been spoiled, but we'll see what happens. So, honestly, we are into the first quarter of the fall 2012 season. For most shows, we've hit the 3-episode mark. For a couple, we've hit the 4-episode mark. What do you think this fall season's come to? Is it going to be a good season or a bad season there, Blip?
Let's see. I'm always optimistic. But, it's been a great season so far. So I'm assuming it's going to end great, too.
I think there's been a good balance of your shonen, your shoujo, your comedies. We've got some great continuing shows like Hunter and Space Bros. I think generally there is something for just about anybody this season.
Yeah, I'm actually quite surprised. One of the ones you mentioned, shoujo, I don't remember getting any of those in the last 2 seasons. So to actually get 3 decent shoujos, I'm quite happy.
Yeah, I'm watching. I've settled down to just watching Say I Love You. I've read the manga before, so I know what to expect, and I'm finding it to be true to the manga and very enjoyable.
So wait, Tonari doesn't get any love?
I can't get into the character. I don't know. It just seems it's more of that. I don't know. It just doesn't. Controversy completely aside, the characters don't do anything for me.
That's the problem, because I actually like them better than the ones in Tsukite.
They're definitely a different character set. Different. Yeah, Tsukite has a whole different underlying problem and plot set than Tonari does. Like, you'll never hear a sex talk in Tonari, but good grief, it's going to be in almost every episode of Tsukite.
Is that what I want, though?
Nah.
Don't get me wrong, like, if I cry, I'll cry, and, if I laugh, I'll laugh, but I rather laugh than cry.
Oh.
And that's kind of that's why I like Tonari so much more, is because it's that lighthearted nature. I mean, sure, I'm assuming it's going to go somewhere with the plot, and it might get a little, quote-unquote, darker. But at the same time, Tsukite, like, yes, it's nice and it's somewhat realistic in the fact that, the girl's constantly having, like, self-esteem issues, but it's a real constant downer.
It is. It's definitely one of those ones where you got to take a Prozac every week to get through. But, I don't know, Tonari, I think, is just, it reminds me a lot of Maid-sama, but I had trouble finishing that one, too, just because I thought it was, the humor wasn't really that funny. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
What else? Keep going.
Oh, no, I was just saying that was just an awkward show.
Yeah.
But also, the ones you mentioned, the returnees, my biggest surprise as far as those that came back would have to be Jormungand, Perfect World, or Perfect Order. Because that one took me completely by surprise. And it was actually much better than I thought it was going to be.
It's actually stepped up from being, I think I saw, I don't know if it was you or somebody else who mentioned this, it went from being kind of a, for lack of a better term, slice of life or very episodic to now we're entering a major arc.
I really hate the word slice of life.
I know. We'll go with episode. We'll go with standalone episode. How about that? Or each episode or maybe even a couple episodes are very standalone, very mini arc, nothing real substantial. It was basically about being a gun runner. Now we've got this conflict between a rogue CIA agent and the gun runner and all the factions in between. So I think I'm looking forward to this season just because I think there's going to be some build up, some real interaction that'll go on.
Well, yeah. So the whole point is, like, the whole point of the first season was essentially just, establish the world. So you know who the characters are, you know what kind of regions they're working in, you know the status of the world. And that's essentially what you got from the first 10 episodes. The last three or four, that's where it started building up a bit. That's where it started going deeper into the character development. But then now, it's, I guess the reason why it feels better is that it's, you're taking all those elements and you're finally combining it into one, where you're dealing with a grand stage at this point, where you're like an overarching plot, something much bigger than the characters. And I think that's what I'm liking.
Oh, yeah. And just Coco being loco is always fun to watch.
Oh no.
We should play that song sometime as an outro. Her name is Coco and she is loco.
I say, oh no. But you know the real, I mean, you mentioned her, yes, but like, I'm actually kind of surprised how they're showing more of a human side of her at this point.
Definitely,
Because,
they've gone away from her crazy antics to more of the, yeah, to more of
well,
the
it's not
woman.
that it's the crazy antics, it's the fact that there's reasoning behind the crazy antics. Like, you've always known that she always had a dark, serious side. But I guess in the past couple episodes, you realize that there's a lot more to her. Like, she's a lot more dynamic than what she appears to be. She's more than just a mask. And that's what I'm liking.
Yeah, it's definitely enjoyable. I'm trying to think, Hunter Hunter is definitely, talking about returnees, is definitely hitting its stride. What's that?
I'm not watching Hunter Hunter.
Oh, no. Well, I love my shonen shows that carry on. I watched Bleach up until it finally, the filler killed me, and I watched all 200 and some odd episodes of the original Naruto series. So I can deal with the long-running shonen stuff, and I actually enjoy it. But Hunter Hunter is reaching a point where it is just fabulous to watch.
How so?
The main character set is getting involved in a massive, massive fight right now. So it will be, the two biggest. You got these guys that are just kind of growing up in the world, fighting one of the toughest bad guy factions in their universe, and it's gonna be an epic conflict. So it's gonna be a lot of fun to watch.
How many episodes is it supposed to be?
I don't know if I even know there's an ending to it yet. I think it's one of those, right? Where it just kind of keeps going until they decide they're done.
Well, I heard there's a lot of source material, so I doubt you'd be running in the filler anytime soon, at least.
Well, it depends on who's running it. Bleach and Naruto have, well, Bleach has tons of filler. I swear every arc is followed by a filler arc.
Well,
So.
yeah, but I mean, Bleach was like running at the same, or the mangas were coming at the same time as the shows, so eventually it would catch up. But I'm pretty sure, I thought Hunter and Hunter X Hunter was done. Like, the original source material was done.
I thought that, well, I guess, how about this? I know from Scanlation perspective, I think they're still putting stuff out, but maybe in Japan it's done.
Okay.
That's
Well,
a
as long
good
as it doesn't
point.
catch up, then good times are rolling, I guess.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So this brings me up to a point that I think you and I have a definite disagreement with. For me, at this point in the season, I do something called the three-episode test, where I take, if I started a series, I look at the whole of the three episodes I've watched, and I make a decision whether I'm going to continue to watch that or not. I think for me, you can get a pretty not maybe not a fair shake, but you can get a pretty decent idea of whether a show is going to be interesting enough or not in those first three episodes. Now you have a difference of opinion on that.
Yeah. I mean, okay. So I've heard of the three episode test, right? And I know it's a nice base mark to use, but at the same time, I'm not a personal fan of it. Just because of the fact that what every single fan of a series says is it gets better, trust me. And to be honest, if there are fans out there who say that, and there's a big enough fan base, I'll generally listen to them. So, like, I mean, using 3 episodes, I don't think is actually a good indicator of saying or of establishing what you have in a show. So, yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of examples out there. Idolmaster for an example. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Yes, like, it does start off pretty slow, and you're not really sure exactly what to do with it or where the show's going to go, but it can surprise you later on. And I feel like if it can surprise me later on, then I'm more than willing to take that risk and sit through, like, I guess the first half or first 3 episodes or first whatever just to get to that point.
See, but then for me, there's shows like Codebreaker, where in the manga, I read for a little bit and got bored. I thought, okay, I'll give the anime a try. Sometimes they can do better things than that. Sankare being an example of when the animator did a better job than the writer. But yeah. It's the show that I just, after 3 episodes, I'm like, you know, it's the same. They didn't do anything different. They didn't improve on it. I'm done. You know? I guess that's where I lie in some of this stuff.
All right, then. But, okay, so if you have a feeling a show is going to be generic, so let's say you've done your research. You know the cast. You know the staff behind it. You know the show's premise. And if you've done your research and you don't think you'll be interested in the show, why would you go through those 3 episodes?
Because there's always an opportunity for there to be a surprise.
Yes, that's true.
Because like I said, Sankare is a perfect example where the manga was definitely average. No more than average. But those first 3 or 4 episodes were done above and beyond what the manga did.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, there's always that chance to be surprised. Granted, they fell into a trap at the end, but they did a great job, at least to start off, of bringing something above and beyond my expectation.
Okay. So let me just clarify, or let me get some clarification here from you. You say when you do a 3-episode test, do you go through all 3 episodes, or do you keep going until you stop and then you make your assessment? Like how does your 3-episode test work? So
right now, I'm getting through all of my 3 episodes.
Okay.
And I'm going through and going, okay, which, in order to pare down what I'm watching, because my time, you know, like anybody else, is limited.
Yeah.
I'm going through, okay, out of all the stuff I'm watching, at this point, which series can I afford to just drop and maybe not worry that I'm missing anything of any value?
Mm-hmm.
So okay. I'll go through and start paring off and paring down my what I really want to watch from, if I really get the time later, I'll watch it.
Okay. That does make more sense. But generally, like, I'll continue a show until I get bored. So whether it's 1 episode, 3 episodes, 17, 39, 52, whatever, like, the point is that I understand why people use a 3-episode base mark, but I feel like as long as there's some promise in a show, then that's enough to keep me entertained and to actually keep going and keep invested. Okay. The moment that promise goes away, that's when I stop.
So here's one example where the 3-episode test succeeded where I was going to drop. We'll use Madoka as a perfect example, for me at least. I don't do magical girl shows, just generally speaking. Not a huge fan. But that 3rd episode was the only reason I continued to watch.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if she hadn't have died, I wouldn't have cared 2 shits about that show. sadly enough, I wrote it out to the end and was disappointed in the end anyway. So,
oh, bullshit.
but yeah, that for me, that 3rd episode was the break point. It pushed me over to watching it rather than dropping it.
Like I said, to me, it doesn't matter. Like, I guess one example for me, Inuexpoku? Yeah, that show. I kept going. Because, I mean, the first 3 episodes actually weren't that bad, and that's assuming I went by your test. But I dropped it at the 11th episode, or the final episode, actually. I went through the first 11, and then I just stopped.
Oh, man. If you get to that point, you got to finish. You just got to put the completion down and call it done.
No, because it didn't pass my test. My test was it entertaining? And it wasn't.
So here's the difference. Here's one thing with me, too. And this one of the frustrating things that I hate for myself is if I get to that point, I have to finish. Like, I can't leave it 1 episode at the end and not finish.
See, I understand that feeling. I understand. I should probably go back and finish that show.
Yeah.
But
it's the compulsive engineer in me.
Yeah, that's true. You got to get things done no matter what.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, for example, like, let's look back at another example. For me, Dragon Crisis. That was in no way a great show. That was not even close. That was a fucking terrible show. But it was still entertaining. So, like, even after the first three episodes, like, you know, you just, as long as it entertains me, I don't know. Like, you have a valid point. I just don't like to use it because I think it's stupid. Because as long as there's that promise, then I have to keep going. I don't know. I guess I'm talking in circles at this point. I mean, fuck, I'll watch anything. I'm watching Girls in Panzer, and that shit's amazing.
See, okay, but yeah, let's go. Three episodes into that show. I would say that show has gotten steadily better with every episode.
Okay.
So by the third episode mark here, I don't see there's any reason to drop it.
Okay. But why three episodes then? I guess that's just the one thing I want to make sure.
It's 25% of a show. I think that's a good sampling. You're an engineer. You've taken statistics. I think that's a good sampling of a show. Enough.
But do you honestly think three episodes? Like, I don't know, because that's my problem. Is that I've seen shows that have great like a great four episodes and then just plummets from there. I've seen shows that just have an awful start but then finish off in a bang and it completely changes my perception. Like. If there's one thing I know about anime is that it's rarely consistently good over time. It's rarely consistently good. So that's why I prefer to just keep going until, like, that's why I do the promise of potential rule, essentially.
Okay. So do you feel then that there, in the first episodes that you can gauge whether you will enjoy a character or not?
A character.
The show typically has one or two main characters that will end up being the focal point of whatever continues on through that show.
Yeah.
Do you feel within those first three episodes that you can gauge whether you will enjoy watching those one or two characters or not?
It depends on the show, essentially. So when I say it depends on the show, I'm thinking more about the genre of the show itself. Say for example, like Karikano, like His and Her Circumstance. That was a character-driven show, and I actually like those characters in the first three episodes, if you want to go by your test. Actually, I like them since episode one, so that's why I continue throughout the entire show. Then you have shows like Yuri, which I admit the slapstick can be funny, but at the same time, most of those characters are, like, flatter than a piece of paper. Not to mention, some of them are just quite annoying and repetitive, and it does get kind of irritating at times. I just had an aneurysm. So, like, yes and no with that. I mean, I feel like you can tell by the show's premise whether you're going to enjoy the characters or not. And so that's why I don't think three episodes can necessarily work.
I think that's a fair assessment. It's just a matter of where you value your time at.
Exactly.
I think for me, I have to pare down quickly so as not to get overwhelmed with what I'm watching and then what I have to oversee my kids watching.
Yeah, that's true.
Where I'm willing to drop and say, it's not worth my time.
See, I think there's also a little bit of a problem here in the fact that you're a working man. I mean, you got a wife, you got kids, you have a house, you got to manage all that. I'm just a fucking grad student. And so I really don't have much to my name. Even during my summer internships, where I actually was pulling 40, 50-hour weeks, when the work was done, I had nothing to do, so I could afford to waste all my time with anime. So I think I can understand why you have such strict guidelines in watching your shows, but for me, since I really have nothing better to do, no fucks are given.
So for you fellow listeners out there, remember, getting married and having kids nails down your time, so make your choices wisely.
Yeah, single for life. What up? Yo, if you guys want to be awesome at anime, become a wizard. That's how you do it.
Yeah. So let's get to the big topic for tonight. You got to do something special last weekend.
Yes, I did. And it cost a fuck ton of money, too.
True, because you didn't buy just a ticket for yourself. You bought a ticket for a friend as well.
Yeah, so for those who didn't know, hey, there's no picture. For those who didn't know, I went out and I saw the first two Madoka films. They were debuting in Chicago, and I decided to go with Vuk. Awesome guy, by the way. Everyone should go check out his blog, Altering Vega. It's something. So what I did is, you know, for me, I had to buy train tickets, go all the way to Chicago, pay for his ticket, pay for my ticket, and then go all the way back. So it kind of offset me about $150, $200 for the entire trip. But it was fucking worth it. That's all I can say. It was worth it. Those two movies were stellar, and I was actually quite stunned watching them.
So, as a point of reference, was the general plot line consistent with the show?
Okay, yes, yes. That is the one thing that I know everyone is going to be griping about. It's a recap. Yes, I will say it right now. It is a recap. The first two movies are essentially the main series. But I'd rather not use the term recap, because most people think of, I guess, rehash as in they're just recycling, but it's definitely not that. So yes, the stories are the same. The first movie covers the first 8 episodes. Spoilers, by the way. The first movie covers the first 8 episodes, which is actually a pretty nice point to stop the movie. And then the last 4 episodes are in the second movie. So by doing that, you're actually increasing the pacing of the show, or of the movie, or the movie. Let me take that back. The movie has a much different pace, but at the same time, it's definitely not just taking scenes from the Blu-rays. It's definitely going much further than that. One of the biggest things is actually the animation itself. So they definitely sunk a lot of money into these projects. Sure, scenes look familiar just because, you know, you've seen the story before, but the backgrounds have changed, the camera angles have changed, pans, zooms, head tilts, it's all there. And a lot of it has been redone. And it's a lot more fluid, too. So the way their mouths move, the way they blink, just their actions, the hair fluttering, all those little details. Like, those that you would, you know, those that you would argue didn't exist in the anime series, they're definitely prevalent in here. And then, of course, the classical Maguka faces where, you know, the animation derps, those are all gone. So this wasn't just, it wasn't just a simple copy-paste. They took the story that essentially everyone knows, and then they just essentially went further with the animation. That's why I like the movie so much.
So did you watch both of those then back-to-back?
Yes. So in the theater, it was essentially the first movie, and then a 5-minute break, and then the second movie. It's kind of a problem in a way, because, you know, let's see. First of all, don't watch these movies in a theater. Most of those fans out there are pretty retarded. Just throwing that as a note. just because you see a character for the first time does not mean you should stand up and clap. I mean, yay, mommy's back. Woo, you don't, no, sit down. All right. Just don't do that. So that kind of ruined the experience.
Are you serious? You're serious.
Yes, people did that.
Oh no.
Yeah, like, don't do that. But, also, I guess one of the biggest things I should point out is, yes, it's the pacing issues itself. Again, like I said, they took the 8 episodes, condensed it in the first movie, which, you know, it's actually comparable in as far as minutes. Both movies are actually 2 hours long.
Wow.
Yeah. So they did have to rob Peter to pay Paul. They did cut some scenes, and it actually changes the overall tone of the movie. So this is essentially my biggest gripe per se, like with the first movie, was that, you know how you remember the anime series where they started, like, there was a lot of foreshadowing and that kind of stuff. There was a lot of subtle things. And it was definitely not like a traditional magical girl show.
Yes.
Okay, so say for an example, the biggest one. The biggest one is that, oh, Shinmaru, I'm so sorry, I'm spoiling this. the biggest one is that the first scene, the very first scene of the anime series where you actually see Madoka's dream, that was definitely some eerie vibes. You know, at that point, that's pretty much Shaft saying, this is not your traditional show.
Yes.
That was never there in the movie.
Huh.
Yeah. So essentially the movie, again, I'm spoiling it, I'm sorry. So essentially the movie starts basically right after that, where she wakes up and then she's at her house. And then there's a lot of significant scenes that get cut.
Do you feel they were trying to change the tone of the movie?
I don't know if they were trying to, but it happened. So, okay. This is how I put it. The movies are essentially a love letter to the fans. That's how I see this movie. Where it doesn't assume that you know the story, but if you had already seen the anime series, you would probably benefit more than if you hadn't. That's the thing. So a lot of important scenes were cut. Some backstory was actually cut from it in general. And to be honest, it does change the overall tone. So for the anime series, you know, it's a lot, because it's much slower, it's dragged out over a longer period of time, it's a lot more methodical. There's a lot more foreshadowing of the darker themes going on. In the movie, it just straight up shows it to you. Like, it says, like, you can kind of, in, like, you can still get it from the atmosphere and the tone that it's going to be darker, but it doesn't have that subtlety anymore. So they essentially sacrifice the subtleties and the little nuances of it to actually focus more on the plot development and the pacing. So when, like I said, when you take those eight movies and you combine it in, like, into 1 2-hour, or at least eight episodes and combine it into 1 2-hour movie, it moves much faster, much faster.
So the remaining four episodes, then, is there a plan then for a third movie or two more
movies? Yes, so there is a plan for a third movie, maybe more, just because Butch Gann is kind of being a little jerk and throwing all these little subtleties in his interviews. But so the idea is that these first two movies, because they're essentially recaps, they were released this year. But then the third movie comes out next year. And that one actually continues on from the story. So yes, if you've seen the original anime series, you'll essentially get the same story from these movies. But then it sets it up for the next part, or for the essentially the final part of the trilogy.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I don't know, it's a really different experience. It's just really different. So again, the anime, it's more about that haunting feel where it's slow and methodical. Not to mention, you know, remember every single episode ended with a cliffhanger?
Yes.
You don't get that anymore. So in the movies, the events happen and then it just moves on to the next scene. So if a person who is watching this for the first time, it would just be like a rapid fire of events and scenarios. Where it's like, bam, this person dies, bam, this thing happens, and then this thing, and then... So, if you're a newcomer, there is no way you can take in all these, like, all this information and then have it, like, let it sit with you. So it's more, because it's more plot-focused, it just doesn't feel right. Yes, it does move out at a faster pace, which I think actually improves Saika's story a little bit too, because of that faster pace. But at the same time, it just doesn't have that same, it doesn't have that same experience when you're actually waiting for the next episode. Granted, even if you didn't catch this while this was airing in Japan, like say you're watching the Blu-rays, the fact that an episode ends and it makes you want to be like, wow, that just happened, I want to watch the next one. And that's the problem.
Gotcha.
Oh, I didn't even mention the second movie. Holy shit.
Let's just leave that alone then, so that we don't. We have at least Shin Maru here that's going to be watching it this week, so we'll let him.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, let me just throw this one for everyone out there. It is a very different experience. If you haven't seen either, I'd say go with the animes. Don't go with the movie. Go with the TV. And if anything, if you're going to go with the TV series, go with the actual what aired, not the Blu-rays. That's all I'm going to say.
Sounds good.
But sadly, yes, there's no new events. Spoilers. But yeah, if you guys have any more questions, you know, just ask me right now and I'll definitely answer them.
I know, we're coming up on our 3-2-1 segment here and we don't have any questions. We must be a good job of explaining ourselves, or people don't think we're interesting enough to ask us anything else.
Can it be both?
I don't think they're mutually exclusive, no.
Oh.
So we're down to our 3 questions, 2 guys, 1 minute.
And this segment is sponsored by Skype.
Apparently it is, huh? That's kind of funny. Oh, yeah, that's what you get for doing a screenshot. If anything pops up in the background, you get it in the window. I'll have to remember that for next time, huh?
Well, you have to imagine. You have to know this now. We're so popular that we have companies sponsoring the show.
Yes, we're sponsored by Skype, because you know Microsoft likes to sponsor small blogs.
Okay, hold on. Oh, we actually have a question here.
So ready? Let's start our 1 minute thing here.
Oh, okay. Well, a main character will answer a question later.
All right. 3, 2, 1, let's go. 1 minute. So what loot did you bring back with you?
Absolutely nothing. I have a movie stub. I have a sore ankle just because the train ride sucked. And that's it. Oh, I have a picture of a girl who did Sayaka cosplay. That was kind of cool.
Did she do it well or did she choke on it?
No, she actually had a, not gonna lie, she actually had a nice body. Like, so her outfit showed some abs and she could show abs. She had that physique. Let's go.
All right. You think somebody who didn't like the Madoka series would like the movies?
No. Cause I know every single person complains that the characters are flat and they don't do much better in the movie, but because it's more plot focused, it doesn't really change that much.
Favorite series this fall so far?
Shit. Dormammu Gahan's pretty cool. JoJo's awesome. Girls in Panzer and Sakuraso have surprised the crap out of me.
I'm gonna go Shinsuke, A New World.
Oh, that show's good too. But Space Frozen Girls number one.
And we're done.
No. Yeah,
that's a lot of fun.
That is a lot of fun. Okay, she didn't have abs. Let's just say she didn't have any muffin tops.
So she was, never mind.
No. She was physically fit. Like she clearly had the physique of someone who does cross country or some kind of sports. She was not fat like most of the people were there.
I got you. She wasn't a basement dweller, you're saying.
Yeah, and she had a nice face too.
Gotcha.
Like if it weren't for the blue hair, you probably wouldn't think she watched anime.
Hmm. Good for her. Did you get her number at least? Come back for a follow up visit?
Nah, dude. I was hanging out with Fook. That's pretty gay. Sorry.
Poor Vuk. We know you're dating somebody, Vuk. Don't take that wrong.
I didn't know. She, like, right after the movie, she just got swarmed with, like, a bunch of, like, people taking pictures. Like, I didn't get a chance. But no.
It's probably off.
Who knows? I mean, if there's a third showing, she might dress up again. Might run into her. Joe, are you jealous now? You jelly?
No, I'm
you're sad that you're tied down to your wife and kids.
Oh no,
can't,
no,
can't
no.
afford to go out and look at all the pretty
sights. My wife
there.
Is the only woman that can tolerate me on a regular basis. So I am more than happy.
I'm still surprised she let you get away with the show.
You know what? No, she's sick right now in bed asleep, so she can't really stop me tonight.
Yes, I talked to her. Stop asking.
That's true. Did Eric Bloop come out of his shell enough to at least say hi?
You guys make it seem like I'm some introverted little prick. No. Come on, guys. Come on, I am probably one of the biggest social butterflies out there.
So, some final thoughts there, Aeroblip. Anything you want to sum up from this show and get off your chest?
Get off my chest. Yeah, I'm still fucking pumped about the Madoka movie. I guess if... I know people are asking, so I'll give them scores right now. I personally gave Madoka a 10 out of 10. I give the first movie an 8, and I give the second movie a 7.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not going to stalk here. God.
Yeah, I think Crusaders you're going to stalk the girl and track her down.
If you're going to criticize me, at least learn how to spell things, man.
So my final thought, I just noticed some odd stuff on Twitter, so I'll just put this out there. If you're going to hate the medium that you're watching, like overly criticize and just be brutal on it rather than just enjoy what you're watching, you might want to find a new hobby. Just putting that out there, people. At some point, if you're going to be hating on the thing you enjoy, you probably don't enjoy it as much as you want.
No.
As much as you think you enjoy it.
And see, here's the thing. This actually would be a really great topic for maybe next week.
True,
but
there
are people out there who are just Debbie Downers, and they just like to hate because, to be honest, it makes them feel more intelligent or makes them feel better. I don't like that. I really don't like that. There are a bunch of people on Twitter who just say, like, everything is shit and nothing is good. And those are the kind of people I don't want to hang out with. Like, can you imagine going to, like, a basketball game and just the person sitting next to you the entire time is like, man, these seats suck. Oh, I can't see anything from here. Oh, man, like, this game is boring. I want to see something else.
The Golden State Warriors are horrible.
It's not the 80s, so of course they're going to be horrible. Those are the kinds of people I like. Yes, you can critique things, but just be constructive. That's all.
Yeah, we're just throwing that out there just because I've seen some things out there. Just throwing that out there for people.
Stop drinking that haterade.
Exactly. So, as always, guys, thank you for watching. We're posting these up on the WordPress site, Anime Autolog, every Friday. We've also got a podcast feed where you can catch this episode and the previous 23 episodes, if you so choose to. It's also it'll be up on iTunes and Zune here within the next week, so you can put it in your favorite, or get it on your favorite Microsoft or Apple device. We also put the video from the show up on YouTube, unedited. And if you're interested in joining us and maybe being a special guest on a segment of the show, maybe on a particular topic, be a topic expert, go ahead and send me an email, and we'll find a way to fit you in.
And just to throw in two plugs, one, come check out the site. We have a bunch of posts coming up. Some of it might please you guys. And as far as my other plug, because I promised Kivo I would, I actually do have written reviews of the Madoka movies that will be up starting tomorrow, as in Wednesday.
And you can find those at Desu, right?
Desu Ex Machina. So essentially, kivo.dasaku.net.
So go ahead.
Why Kivo decided to put his name in his URL.
He's that kind of self-promoter.
Yeah. That's my boss.
But anyways, guys, thank you all for joining us. Peace.
Good night. Ha 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 ha!